Černošice, a short train ride from Prague, there's a small but eye-catching church, with lots of curved surfaces and a rough concrete finish that's appeared in design magazines and is frequently visited by architecture enthusiasts. It belongs to the Církev Bratrská, a Czech Protestant denomination, and its minister is Pavel Paluchnik, who's only 31 years of age. When we spoke in a children's club room in the remarkable church building, Pavel told me his father had been a pastor in several Bohemian towns under communism. So was his dad's work in some sense underground?
Yes, it was. You know, as a child, I didn't have a really big idea what was it about and if he had some problems. But afterwards, when I talked to my father, I got, you know, a lot of interesting stories, and it's true that my father also had some opposition, of course, from the state and from the supervisors. There was a kind of supervision from the government, and it was not easy to work with youth or to do more Bible lessons or to have kind of family gatherings and just sing songs and read Bible. And also my father was invited several times by the police, and he had to say what's going on in the church. So it was not very easy, and you know, it was kind of atmosphere of fear.
But you must have seen your father's life improve hugely then in 1990 when you were quite young.
Yeah, it changed a lot of things, of course. And I remember the year 1989, because we were at the time in Česká Skalice, which is a kind of small city, and my father was attending the demonstrations, which was very small demonstrations, you know, about a few dozens of people. But he also used this opportunity to preach gospel. And this I remember as a child. I was 8 years old, and I found it very interesting, and it was really exciting, yes. And afterwards, it changed a lot, of course, and there came a new opportunities for the church and for the congregations. It was a different time, of course.
You were saying that as a child, you didn't want to become a minister yourself. What changed? When did you decide to take a vocation?
It was a long process, and you know, I was very happy to read Bible and study all these things, all the theology, and also work with youth. But I thought this is not work for me to do it, as a full-time job. I wanted to study history or geography or some languages. But you know, after some time, I found out that to study theological seminary would be something very interesting to me. But still, I had the idea I don't want to be a pastor. And I think what it changed when I studied in Belfast, in Northern Ireland. I used to go outside every evening or even during the night to the docks of Belfast where the Titanic was built. And it was very interesting. And I found it as a symbol to me that everything has to sink, all my ideas or all my thoughts, what it's supposed to be or what I think it's most important. And I found it as a calling to the ministry. So it was the last obstacle that was just pulled out of my way. And then when I came from Belfast after a year of study, I started my ministry. Yeah.
You're 31 years old, you wear a t-shirt, you wear jeans, you're young looking. And you've been here for 3 years. How did the congregation at first take to having such a young minister?
Well, you should ask them. I'm not very sure. They seem to be quite lucky, or they seem to be quite happy, but I'm not sure if they also had some worries about that. And I would suppose they had.
Well, from your point of view, are there particular advantages or disadvantages to your age?
I think both is true. For me, it's a big challenge, of course, and it really depends what kind of church are you placed in. If there are, you know, brothers and sisters who really help you, and if you find many, many co-workers, or you should do it on your own and nobody is asking you how is it going. So in this church, I found it very, very nice that there are so many friends that really are helping me and supporting me. And yeah, it's a big challenge, you know, to start, because 2 years ago the new construction of the new church building was built, and also this congregation was established 3 years ago. So it's everything is very new, and also I'm young, and there's a big challenge how to manage this situation. Hopefully, we believe that God is in control and that he guides us.
You mentioned the church building. It's one of the most remarkable churches I've ever been in. It's super modern. It's concrete. It has concrete finish on the outside. It has all these curves. It looks rather like a ship. Why did the congregation here in Czernowice decide to invest in such an incredible building?
It's a long story. The work was started here in Czernowice about 80 years ago already. So it used to be a place, we call it station of the bigger congregation in Prague, where the gospel was preached, where few families were living in. And we used to have a kind of family house where we had gatherings for the worship services and also for the clubs for children. But in 1990 or and then in 2010, then we realized that, you know, there are so many people coming and that we have no space for them. So we needed to either reconstruct the old building or to build a new one. So there was a big idea to start a new church building. And because Czernowice is a special place nearby Prague, where many people are living in beautiful family houses.
It's quite a wealthy place.
Yes, it's kind of a wealthy place. Many rich people are living here. Also, we could say that many young families are living here. So it's a big challenge how to get some interest from these people. And we wanted to build a church building that would be like modern, which would attract people.
I was saying the building looks a bit like a ship. And I know that's your kind of logo. You have even a club for children called Lodzka, like small ship.
Yes, that's right, that's right. What is really interesting is that the architect, he didn't design it as a ship. At least he's always maintaining it. But everybody who is coming is saying that this is a ship, the Ark of Noah or something like that. And I think it really, the shape is like a ship. But the architect says it could be many other things as well. It's a modern art, and it depends on anybody who's coming. How is he feeling it?
The church has been written about in design magazines. Do you get a lot of cool young people coming out from Prague just to see the building?
Yes, many young people, but also all generations are very interested in this building. Mostly those who study architecture, of course. Every week we have some visitors here who just want to see the building and just going around, and if they had opportunity, they go in. And it's a great opportunity to explain why is this building like, why does it look like this? It's not just the worship meeting room, but there are many other rooms, and also the flat for the pastor.
You also have something that I haven't seen before, which is a small pool outside that looks like a paddling pool for children, but you use it for baptisms.
Yes, also for baptisms, but also for children. That's right. And it's a design element, first place, what the architect wanted to. And also he wanted to have many all these pools, but it was too expensive. So there's just one pool. And you could see the mirroring of the building on the surface of the pool. That's very interesting. But of course, for our use, it's important that we have a baptism place also. We also use it for baptisms, and because it's quite flat and there are steps down, but it's covered during the season, so children can play in, and yeah, it's a very popular place. Yeah.
My final question is, given that you are so young, do you use social media much to communicate with your congregation and other people?
Well, of course, I think in this time you need to use all the social media. We have the websites and the Facebook is also important. But what's the most important is to have a relationship with people. Many people are coming, but what we really need what you want is to be in touch with a concrete person, and you want to share the gospel with him or with her, and just also help with problems people are tackling with.